how the bagel got its name. In the village of Chelm, the sunset meal after Yom Kippur was both anticipated and dreaded. The communal breakfast was sometimes called the Great Foot Race because everyone was so hungry they would eat almost anything. Unfortunately, since no one was allowed to work on Yom Kippur, the food was usually cold and tasteless, and the bread was always stale. As wise Rabbi Kibitz sighed, "Our sins may have been forgiven, but we still have to suffer a little." Fortunately for us, Muddle, the baker's bumbling apprentice, accidentally changed the world for the better. Just before Rosh Hashanah, Reb Stein the baker received word that his sister Myrna, who lived in Smyrna, had taken ill. Reb Stein worked all night, pulled the warm loaves from the ovens at dawn, and rode Reb Cantor's donkey cart to the neighboring village. There he sat at his sick sister's side and kept her company. Then, shortly before sunset, Reb Stein turned the cart around and traveled back to Chelm, arriving just in time to mix and knead the dough for its first rising, followed by a quick descent into slumber. In those days, except before Yom Kippur, bakers worked all night so that the morning customers would be greeted by warm, fresh bread. The poor man was exhausted. But the old baker knew that if he left Muddle alone, the ovens would either grow cold or catch fire. Each morning, he warily put Muddle in charge of the shop, with the confusing admonishment, "Don't break anything you can't fix, and don't fix anything you break." As Yom Kippur approached, Reb Stein made plans to stay overnight in Smyrna and pray all day at the synagogue of Rabbi Sarnoff. "Muddle," he said, as he climbed into the donkey cart, "I've prepared the dough. It's rising. All you have to do is shape it into rolls, heat up the oven, and when everything is ready, bake until it's done. Can you do that?" "Did you know that Zemmels and Bulkies in America are called rolls?" Muddle answered. "Can I do what?" Reb Stein smacked his own forehead. "Shape the dough into rolls, heat up the oven, bake until done." "Why are you asking me? I thought you knew how to do this." "Muddle, Mrs. Chaipul wants rolls for the community breakfast." Reb Stein was exasperated. "I have to be with my sister. I'm asking you, just for once in your life, to make the rolls round." "I never understand why my rolls come out square," Muddle said. "I cut off all the corners." "Don't cut corners," Reb Stein shouted as the donkey began to walk. "Make them round so they can roll. I have to go. Do your best. It's Yom Kippur. Nobody likes the food, but they'll forgive you as long as there's enough." "Where are we going?" Muddle asked, walking alongside the slow-moving cart. It was all too much. "I am going to visit Myrna in Smyrna," roared Reb Stein. "You are going back to the bakery and making round rolls. Round, and don't cut corners." As soon as he got back, Muddle tried to remember how to shape the rolls. He repeated what Reb Stein had taught. He turned the risen dough out onto the table and was horrified when it oozed across the counter until it took the shape of a rectangle. "But Reb Stein told me not to cut corners," Muddle moaned. He began hitting the dough with his hand, which, though emotionally satisfying, didn't solve the problem. Now his hand was stuck, so he pulled. The dough wound itself around his palm and fist. Muddle yanked away from the table and the dough snapped off, leaving a thick ring wrapped around his hand. "Ah!" he screamed as he peeled the dough off and dropped it onto the rising tray. "Round!" Muddle shouted in frustration. Then he looked at what he had done, and he smiled. "It is round, like a wheel, and wheels roll, and I didn't cut any corners." Muddle danced happily around the kitchen, pulling and wrapping and shaping the round rings. But soon he began to worry that he'd done something horribly wrong. "It's supposed to roll," he muttered. He picked up one of the rings and it collapsed into a sticky lump in his hand. "This won't roll. This will splat. How can I make it firmer?" Suddenly, Muddle remembered helping Mrs. Haipul at Passover turn her sticky lumps of matzah meal into rock-solid matzah balls by dropping them into boiling water until they floated and then sank to the bottom. Muddle filled a huge vat, and as soon as the water was boiling, he began an assembly line, plopping rings of dough into the water, flipping them when they floated, and pulling them out to rest before baking. He tested a boiled ring by spinning it on the prep counter. It rolled perfectly and became covered with leftover poppy and sesame seeds. This looked pretty, so he did it again. And when he ran out of seeds, he experimented with chopped dried onion. Just as the sun was setting for Kol Nidre, Muddle pulled the last of the rings out of the ovens and set them to get stale for the next day's breakfast. Myrna and Smyrna made a miraculous recovery, and when Reb Stein returned to Chelm, he was surprised at all the congratulations. "I love," said Mrs. Haipul, "how the hard crust kept the dough inside so soft."
"And so many flavors," said Reb Cantor, the merchant. "It's always good to give customers a choice."
"A holy roll for the holy day," said Rabbi Kibitz, pleased with his English language pun.
"Muddle! Muddle! Muddle!"
Reb Stein shouted as he walked into the bakery.
"What did you do?"
Muddle couldn't speak. He wanted to explain that he hadn't cut any corners and just followed his master's instructions. Meanwhile, Reb Stein began chewing on the last remaining wheel, which Muddle had decided was too ugly to bring to the breakfast, since it was covered with everything, not only poppy and sesame seeds, but also onions and even garlic. Reb Stein didn't wait to swallow before he spoke.
"This is good. It's not a zemmel. It's not a bulky. Muddle, what do you call this?"
Buh, Muddle said, trying to keep himself from weeping.
"What is its name?" Reb Stein roared.
"Bagel, a bagel."
Reb Stein paused. "Why bagel?"
Muddle shrugged. "That's the plopping sound it makes when you drop the dough into the boiling water.
Bagel." "Bagel." Reb Stein took another bite of his everything bagel.
"I love it."
Reb Stein gave Muddle a hug and a raisin pay.
Muddle couldn't keep a secret, and the recipe for bagel making quickly smeared across the world like cream cheese. Today, Yom Kippur breakfasts are no longer dreaded, and now you know how the bagel was invented and got its name.